you, Mr. President. We take note of the reports of the Commission on Human Rights. We warmly welcome the Minister of Justice and his delegation and thank him for his presentation. As a neighbor and one of the guarantors of the revitalized agreement on the resolution of the conflict in South Sudan, Uganda continues to follow closely the situation in South Sudan with keen interest. We welcome the efforts of the government of South Sudan to promote and respect human rights and commend it for its cooperation with the human rights mechanisms, including this commission. The report at least said so. We specifically commend the government for implementing the action plan for the armed forces on accountability, including addressing sexual and domestic related offenses. Since the last session of this council, we have witnessed some positive progress on the revitalized agreement, and we deserve to mention that progress, at least in the positive light. Peace and stability, national reconciliation, and human rights are intrinsically linked. We welcome the fact that the ceasefire is holding. It's worth commending. The international community must support and work with the government of South Sudan and the region for sustainable peace, security, and development of the country. That said, we are convinced the government's requests to enable extension of the mandate are well-founded and would like to ask the Commission, is that request too big? Is it achievable? Finally, Uganda will continue to play its part in the framework of IGAD, and we re-echo our solidarity and commitment to support long-lasting peace and development in South Sudan. I thank you.